And as you looked, a stone was cut out by no human hand, and it smote the image on his feet of iron and clay, and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold, all together, were broken in pieces, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, so that not a trace could be found. But the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Everywhere we look is division and chaos, mistrust, suspicion, bitter hatred. We see power in the hands of hypocrites and tyrants, but have no fear. That little stone is even now smashing those feet of iron and clay. The image of this world's power is beginning to totter. The kingdom of God has begun to reveal its presence to those who have eyes to see. And those who seek the truth are flocking to its open door. That door, which will remain open only a little longer. And when they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other maidens came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour."